Guy Sides realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church people will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel.
Amen.
Watch Church People at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
Use the promo code Kirk for additional savings.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan, and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money in the end, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Marie Mortera. We know this can be a tough time for kids. They need reassurance and an escape. So get crafty, crack open a good book, and play some games. A smile can often cure a child's fear and confusion. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take care.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden is criticizing Georgia's new voting restrictions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Georgia's Republican governor signed into law new restrictions on voting by mail and greater legislative control over how elections are run. At the White House, President Biden called it an atrocity.
This is nothing but punitive, designed to keep people from voting.
On Thursday, at his first formal news conference, the president described such GOP efforts as un-American and sick. But Governor Brian Kemp defended the reforms as necessary to ensure election integrity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some international groups are calling on President Biden to share extra COVID-19 vaccine with the rest of the world. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
President Biden has repeatedly said he wants to make sure all Americans can get a COVID-19 shot. His administration has bought millions more doses than there are people in the United States. The surplus is expected to reach into the hundreds of millions of doses in the coming months. Now, a coalition of international groups, including Save the Children, has written the president saying, and we're quoting, there could be twice as many deaths from COVID-19 if rich countries monopolize the first doses of vaccines. They're asking him to share excess doses with the world and to do so without putting conditions on their use. I'm Rita Foley.
Florida's threatening to sue the federal government if it doesn't lift its pandemic ban on cruise lines using U.S. ports. Governor Ron DeSantis and State Attorney General Ashley Moody said Friday the state is being harmed economically by the industry's U.S. shutdown. They said cruises are being operated safely around the globe with restrictions and protocols, and no new coronavirus outbreaks have been tied to a ship. On Wall Street, the Dow by 453 points, the NASDAQ rose 161. More at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Some good news when it comes to Southern Nevada's economic recovery from COVID-19. Room and occupancy rates are getting better. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority reports February's numbers were nearly 19% better than January's. The agency calculated total occupancy at 42%. That's up more than 10 percentage points from January, but off almost 45% from the same time last year. As the road to recovery continues, more Nevadans are heading back to work. State employment officials report 8.3% of Nevada's workforce was jobless in February. That's down from 8.5% in January. The Silver State added 2,400 jobs just last month, but we're still short by more than 153,000 jobs, which have been lost since February of 2020. Former UNLV basketball coach Lon Kruger is putting away his clipboard and moving back to Las Vegas. The popular coach has called an end to his 38-year coaching career, announcing his retirement. His career included coaching stints at Kansas State, NBA's Atlanta Hawks, and most recently Oklahoma. Kruger was the first coach to lead five different programs to the NCAA tournament, including the Runnin' Rebels, 2004 to 2011.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Heavy volumes in several areas on Interstate 15 right now, southbound at Flamingo, northbound at Spring Mountain. The freeway on-ramp there at 15 South at Russell. You're very congested as you try to merge onto the freeway there. Bumper to bumper, 215 west at Tenaya, and lane restrictions, 215 east at St. Rose.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, March 26th. Hard to believe it. We are almost done with March. This is incredible. And by the way, just for the record, I'll be getting my second Pfizer vaccine next Monday morning. So I will be taken care of effective next Monday. I guess Pfizer is the one that doesn't have a lot of side effects. So that's a good thing. I want to begin this Friday the way we begin every Friday. Regardless of whether we're in the midst of a pandemic or you know, we're celebrating or we're grieving, regardless of that, we celebrate what I like to call the best day of the week. Buckle up, folks. Here we go.
What day is it? It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Ooh, yeah.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better. All across America, people are celebrating the best day of the week. Come on. You know better. And a beautiful, beautiful day in Southern Nevada. Absolutely gorgeous day in Southern Nevada. If you're listening outside of the area and it's raining or it's snowing or it's doing whatever it's doing, don't worry. We got sunshine here in the Las Vegas Valley. Always good to have Michael Schaus on. He knows a lot about a lot. He is communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this special NPRI report is brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the great men and women who get products to your stores from the warehouses to your store every day of the year. I just love these people. Michael Schaus, how you been?
I've been doing pretty good. I like that you say I know a lot about a lot. I tell people I know things, and I smoke cigars, and those are the two best things that I do.
There you go. I just and you get a beautiful family. I love you to death. 65 days into the Biden administration, what do you make of it so far?
Hey, you know, it's interesting to watch. If anybody ever had any doubt of the media's bias, the last 2 months ought to put some of that to rest. And, you know, it's not even necessarily about the policies that Biden is pursuing or what have you. It's just the way things are covered. If you watch the press conference just the other day, the questions that were being thrown up are absolutely nowhere near as antagonistic as it would be towards really any other president, let alone somebody like Donald Trump. So I think that's kind of been one of the most interesting things to watch so far about this presidency is just the way that pop culture has been interacting with it.
I'm curious what you thought of the news conference. I'll give you my perspective. The bar was lowered so much that, you know, short of, you know, stumbling into the East Room or a major, you know, gaffe, that he would probably survive it. I'm just curious what you thought just of the way he handled himself.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew, you know, going into this, none of this was a surprise. We knew that really no matter what he did, short of actually falling on his face, he was just going to get away with it and be praised, and nobody would question any of the questionable things that he said. And sure enough, that's exactly how it played out. You know, he was saying things about immigration, for example, and what was going on with the quote-unquote child detention centers under Trump and the difference between that and what he's doing. And most of it was just made up. It was just talking points put on steroids. And of course, nobody really pushes back against any of that because the media in this country, most of the media, is all on the same team as this president right now. So they excuse a lot more from this guy than they would from even other Democrats, because they're just so desperate to not have a mistake in the White House.
Well, and just so you know, AP did some fact-checking and did find some things that were just flat-out wrong, numbers he was quoting and things like that. So, you know, at least AP is still on the job. CNN probably didn't report it, and I'm just guessing that some of the other news networks, MSNBC and NBC News and ABC News, they didn't really cover much of the fact-checking part. Well, but I found it interesting that at least AP at least went through the motions.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I mean, to, you know, give credit where credit is due, even some of the, you know, women on The View were a little skeptical of some of the things that he said and called him out on some of it. But what's so interesting is that you've had AP, you've had a handful of lefties, you know, point out that what he said was not totally accurate or what have you. But that's it. You haven't had this you know, cultural phenomenon that you've had for the last 4 years under Trump, where anytime something is said that could even be interpreted in the wrong way, it's blown up and it's thrown on every single lower third on every single cable news network in the nation. And that just doesn't exist right now. And it's interesting to watch this play out, because one of the things that I always try to tell people is the presidency should not matter that much to you in your daily life. And boy, for the first time, the media has actually taken that advice to heart. Unfortunately, it's because they just don't want to call out some of the stupidity that is emanating from that particular address.
I'm just wondering, you know, with 30 plus, I forget what the number is, of executive actions, are these things that are going to impact you and me in our daily lives?
Yeah, so, and this is, you know, I mean, as much as I would love to just rag on Joe Biden, this has actually been a longstanding problem for decades, just the overall power of the executive branch. You know, we live in a country that's supposed to have three co-equal branches of government. Unfortunately, what happens is the legislature passes this wonderful thing called the Make America Healthy Act, and basically what it consists of is several thousand pages that tell the executive branch to make up rules. And as a consequence of that, the executive branch has far more lawmaking abilities than most people give it credit for. So every time any president signs an executive order, that's them basically changing a law or creating a new law without it going through the legislative process. The fact that there's been 30-plus so far in the Biden presidency does not bode well, because that means that there are going to be a lot of things that he can do to businesses or individuals without that balance of even other Democrats in the legislative branch. So it's a scary trend, and sooner or later, if he hasn't already, sooner or later, he's going to start hitting on some executive orders that really hit close to home for folks.
I'm just curious, and the first time I started noticing it was in the run-up to Obamacare. Obamacare was full of things that where the sentence ends as directed by the head of Health and Human Services, or as dictated by the director, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, which essentially allowed the head of Health and Human Services to make law. Now, when is that going to be challenged in court? I mean, I would think that would be ripe for all kinds of challenges.
Yeah, so you're right that, you know, Obamacare really woke a lot of people up to this, but it's even older than that. I mean, you look back at the 1984 assault weapon importation ban that Ronald Reagan signed, and it was full of things like that, where the executive branch and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms get to basically make up what they consider to be an assault rifle or an imported assault rifle. So this has been around for a long time. Obamacare took it to a new level, and over the years, you know, it's just gotten worse and worse. And part of the problem, Kevin, is that a lot of these executive orders do get taken to court, and then all of a sudden the court is trying to essentially decide a very political or controversial idea or policy. And that's not really supposed to be the role of the court. So, you know, everybody gets so concerned about Supreme Court justices and who's on the bench, and they have a right to be concerned. But the only reason why the Supreme Court is as important as it is because the executive branch has far more lawmaking ability than it really should. So it does things that people are very quick to take to court, and unfortunately it creates undue drama that should not really exist in our constitutional system.
I want to ask you, and this is kind of a circling back to the news conference, were you surprised that so many of the questions were related to the border? If I were a political consultant, that's not the way you would sketch out the first news conference in 64 days with you know, a whole bunch of questions about the border crisis and the problems and the COVID-19 along the border, that kind of thing. Were you surprised that so many of the questions related back to the border crisis and not to things more positive for the administration?
You know, a little bit, actually. It did kind of surprise me. And I think maybe part of that was, you know, they're looking at what's happening down there and they're thinking, oh, this is not something that we or even CNN can completely ignore. So let's try to lob some softballs and give Biden an opportunity to make this sound better than it actually is. I don't think he succeeded on that front, and I think it actually probably had the reverse effect, where more people are aware of what's going on down there than otherwise would have been. But, yeah, that was a little surprising. I think it's also a signal of what we can expect, you know, you in media and me in the policy world, what we can expect for the next few years, where this administration's not going to be terribly savvy politically. Because up until this point, they've never had to be. They've had so much going for them with pop culture and media and everything else. They've never really had to think strategically. And I think that's what we saw in this press conference, is the fact that they've never had to think strategically, so they just didn't.
More coming up with Michael Shouse. He is Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. This NPRI report is brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the good people, the men, the women, the drivers, the independent operators. I love these people, and I'm so glad to have them a part of this. Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Friday, the best day of the week right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All across the Las Vegas Valley, it is live and local for a Friday. Michael Schaus joining us, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. We are into week 8 of the 81st Nevada legislature. And one of the things that seems to be happening is more bills are dropping. They've extended the deadline, the submission deadlines. What do you hear from Daniel Honcharu and others in Carson City? Is the pace starting to pick up?
Yeah, a bunch of bills just dropped, so we're working frantically to kind of sift through some of that stuff and get it added to our tracker and what have you. But this is one of the first moments where we're going to have just a mad scramble. And it kind of shows you, we hear all the time, people say that we need to have yearly sessions or that the session needs to be longer or something like that. Don't believe any of that. when you look at the way that they do business in Carson City, they'll have weeks of inactivity where they're doing things like declaring, some special day that's recognizing some victimized group of people. And then all of a sudden, it's a mad dash to get bills actually through on deadline. And if you, it's a room full of procrastinators, basically up there in Carson City. And that's what we're seeing right now, is that first kind of wave as they're pushing the deadline back to make room for all the special pet projects that everybody was trying to get through.
Again, Michael Schaus joining us, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. You've got a great service that you provide to people absolutely free. It's your Bill Tracker program. Can you talk a little bit about it? And what are some of the bills that NPRI is backing that you can track there?
Yeah, so it's great. If you go to NPRI.org, you'll see right there at the very top, we've got a link to our Bill Tracker. You can go on there and we update it every day with new bills, so you can scroll down by policy area. So if you want to see what education bills we're looking at, click on education, and you got a nice long list there. Most importantly, it tells you whether we like the bill or we dislike it, whether that bill is going to be good for taxpayers or bad for taxpayers. And then, of course, we provide an explanation as to why, if you want to click into that and learn why. The real great service, though, is a couple times a week, whenever something big happens at Carson City, we put out a quick little blurb about what's happening. So this week, for example, we had Andy Matthews, who is our former president, and now he's a Republican assembly member up in Carson City. He put forward a bill that would strengthen Nevada's transparency laws, and there was a hearing on it. Naturally, most of the people that showed up to testify were from government, and they were testifying against greater transparency. So we wanted to make sure we had all of our people know that this was happening. And most folks that we reached out to through this bill tracker had no idea, otherwise would have no idea that bill was going to be heard. So it's a great way to keep on top of things, especially if they are things that the media or the Democrats that are in charge or government itself doesn't want you to know about.
Let me just ask you, one of the things that NPRI has done in recent years, and they're doing more of it, I think, this year than ever, even with the pandemic, and that is to actually work sometimes across the aisle, and bills that are just flat good for folks, Not good for Democrats, not good for Republicans, but good for folks. Are there any of those kind of bills that are out there?
Yeah, there are a couple. I mean, I would have to say Andy Matthews' transparency bill is kind of near the top of the list for me right now because it's a transparency issue. I mean, this is building off of the transparency bill that we passed last session with the help of Democrat Senator Parks. And he actually sponsored it, and it was a broadly bipartisan bill. We worked with the ACLU together on it. I mean, it was a huge group of very ideologically diverse people getting that through. So I would have to say that Andy's bill is probably the number one there because it's got a history already of people rallying behind that issue.